shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio. Inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Taylor. Let's take a look at the headlines. Kawata Market Ablution Block upgraded. 73-1 movement urges vigilance against tribalism. At least 55 Ghanaians killed in Russia-Ukraine war. And in sports, FAS launches strategic focus group. And other news in detail. The Lusaka City Council LCC has launched the rehabilitation of the ablution block at Kawata Market in a move aimed at improving sanitation standards for traders and members of the public. The project, being undertaken in partnership with Pilet Construction, is scheduled for completion within 6 weeks at a total cost of 421,705 kwacha. The rehabilitation works will cover both interior and exterior sections of the facility, including upgrades to floors and walls. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mamba says the local authorities working closely with the contractor to ensure the project adheres strictly to the Bill of Quantities and meets required quality standards.
The project titled Rehabilitation of Ablution Block at Kawata Market and being undertaken in partnership with Pilot Construction is expected to be completed within 6 weeks at a total cost of 421,705 kwacha. The rehabilitation works include upgrades to both the interior and exterior sections of the facility, covering floors and walls. The local authority is working closely with the contractor to ensure that all works comply with the BOQ and meet the required standards. The Lusaka City Council remains committed to providing a cleaner and healthier trading environment for market traders and the general public.
The Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, has announced an extension for the submission of loan applications, stating the new deadline for March 2, 2026. Physical applications will be accepted at all CEEC provincial offices as well as the Lusaka head office until 17 hours, while online applications through the Empowerment Plus portal will remain open until midnight on the same day. The extension aims to give applicants who miss the initial deadline sufficient time to complete and submit successfully. Speaking on behalf of the Commission, Public Relations and Communications Manager Michelo Mukata explains that the decision is also intended to ease workload pressures on staff who had been working late to process applications in recent days.
This extension has come at the right time, and it is something that we hope will be able to ensure that all applications that are going to be submitted on the revised date are going to be looked at with fresh eyes, and people will feel that they have had a fair opportunity in submitting their applications. So to all members of the public and citizens across the country, use this extension to your advantage and submit before the revised deadline of Monday, the 2nd of March 2026.
District Chairperson for the United Party for National Development, UPND, in Kalulushi, Gideon Kandundi, has issued a 7-day ultimatum to party leaders and members allegedly undermining mobilization efforts and engaging in double standards. Kandundi warns that individuals working against the party's agenda do not mean well for the ruling party or the people of Kalulushi. History says that internal sabotage will not be tolerated as the party works to strengthen its structures. The warning comes against the backdrop of the 2021 general elections, during which the UPND in Kalulushi experienced divisions with some members supporting the party's official candidate, while others reportedly backed an independent candidate.
Inakuwa Tanzania. Bali. I'll go everywhere to ensure because they don't have Haka in there, they don't have UPND. They are greedy people. Very greedy. And I will ensure that even if we are in this mood, Malala by 10 Malala Isha Buddha, it's better to watch Fisa. Watch Fisa than we pretend that you destroy the party. Yo, who come for the rotten governors. And we know you. And what I'm saying is very, very serious. Means you. Everyone there and the poor. Now I is you.
This is
Church News.
The 73-1 movement has cautioned Zambians against the rise of tribal rhetoric as the country approaches elections. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, 73-1 movement chairperson Navi Samboko notes that the pattern of tribal slayers often intensify during campaign periods as political players seek to mobilize support. He warns that what may begin as jokes or casual remarks can quickly escalate into serious divisions that sideline certain groups.
When we go towards the election, that's where we see a lot of these tribal slurs because everyone is trying to woo people to themselves. And in the process, we end up to fall into excitement where the jokes, they end up becoming very serious because now it has to deal with sidelining another person or supporting another person. So the measures that we have, of course, as the 73-1 is for us to be able to be on standby and also be actively involved in sensitizing the community, the Zambian nation, that we need to continuously remind them of the national values of living together and coexisting.
And commenting on the ongoing public discussion surrounding the burial of former President Edgar Lungu, Samboko maintains that the issue is not tribal in nature, emphasizing that the late leader was a statesman who served the nation and deserves a befitting send-off. He expressed hope that ongoing engagements between the government and the family would ensure clarity and avoid keeping the nation in suspense regarding the proceedings.
He was a statesman, so we're not talking about an ordinary person. This is more than just an ordinary person. This is an exceptional leader who has played his part, and he deserves to be honored. And however way that the country would want to honor him, however way the government or the family would want to honor him, I would just suggest that I think the talks that are already going on, they can more focus on making sure that the Zambians are not kept in suspense concerning the burial and given the befitting send-off of the country.
Agriculture News.
The Kabwe-based farmer Nicholas Kapila has urged fellow farmers to make farming viable by investing in other crops like sweet potatoes and vegetable farming that do not require rain to grow, even as the rain season is coming to an end. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, Mr. Kapila has advised that farming must continue all year round to ensure food security and financial stability. He has further advised farmers to also harvest rainwater in order to use it for other crops when the rain season comes to an end or during dry season. Just now we took a break, to stay tuned.
The Information and Communications University is complementing government effort in promoting legal and safe mining for all Zambians. ITU is offering a short practical training course to artisanal and small-scale miners and those who intend to venture into mining. This training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance, qualifications, national registration card, NRC. Apply now at www.ituzambia.net. For more information, contact the ITU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at 260-763-302-596.